insane testimony from a woman whose husband enlisted more than 50 men to have sex with her unknowingly while she was unconscious after he drugged her. This one is wild, y'all. The abuse is said to have happened over a 10-year span, and the husband filmed it. Can you imagine the person you're supposed to love and trust the most objectifying you to such heinous things? It is crazy. There are currently 51 men on trial currently for rape, including her husband. Documents before the court showed the husband admitted that he got satisfaction out of watching other men have sex with his unconscious wife. And there's a term for men who have this fetish. It's called a cuckold. It's where they actually pay or ask other men to have sex with their wives while they watch because they get pleasure out of it. Admittedly, to this situation, it's an entire different level. He's having people have sex with his wife after he drugged her and she's unconscious. No matter how weird it sounds in other situations with these cuckolds, it's completely legal because it's consensual with all parties. The woman, she's enjoying having sex with all these other men while her husband watch, and the husband is enjoying watching her get banged by all these dudes as well. No matter how weird it is, that's legal. But he crossed the line. This is just insane. I mean, at one point, Diddy was a glorified cuckold because that's what he did with Cassie. He paid other men to have sex with her while he watched, and he got pleasure out of it. But when the domestic violent things came to the light, that's when everybody turned on him. But in a nutshell, he was a glorified cuckold, and so many people in the industry knew about it. The majority of those 50 men are denying the charges against them, claiming that it was not rape, they just thought it was a consensual sex game. But come on now, what's the likelihood of them not knowing? You are penetrating a lifeless woman. She's unconscious, having absolutely no feedback to you having sex with her. And you didn't think to yourself that she's probably not awake? That just sounds very weird to me. And highly unlikely that you didn't know. And you're sick just like the husband is sick. And what's so crazy, talking about the husband, the cops found all this evidence against him by mistake. They were investigating him from a whole nother creep charge. He was caught filming up under ladies' dresses. And while they investigated this situation, they found on his laptop a folder called Abuse. And inside that folder, it had videos of all of these different strangers having sex with his wife while she was unconscious, unknowingly. It's like, it's crazy. And look, I'm not being funny here at all, but just my curious mind thinks like, it's amazing that she never had no type of suspicion or felt no type of way. I mean, does women not have vagina fatigue after they have sex with a large amount of men? Is there no lingering feeling there of openness or emptiness? I don't know. I mean, am I tripping? I'm not trying to be, you know, insensitive or anything like that. I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm sure other people probably thought about it too, but maybe I'm ignorant. I don't have a vagina. I don't know how they feel, but maybe you can give me some insight. But regardless, this woman is a victim and she deserves justice. She is over 70 years old and found out this has been happening to her over 10 years. There has to be some major consequences to this husband, and he deserves to go straight to prison and get himself penetrated over time. And I'm sure other people will watch while it happened and just see how you feel. You need to be wide awake while it's happening too, sir. But let me know y'all thoughts on this whole situation. This story came out. It's not getting a lot of headway, but I think it's something that a lot of people really need to know, really need to be aware of. Again, man, this drugging thing is just so crazy. Be aware of what's going on in your drinks. If you're feeling some type of way, you're feeling groggy afterwards, I don't care who the person is. If you're waking up feeling a little way, feeling a little suspicious, you might want to take note. Start putting some things in order to try to cover yourself, to make sure you are good and protected. You know, ladies, be careful out here.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.